Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Beis. As we continue here in the last week and a half or so of Maseches Chulin and the last couple of lot, five lot here in the middle of Perek HaZeroa V'Halachayayim, and we will start four lines from the bottom on Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis with Darash Maremar. But first, we mentioned yesterday all of the Matnas Kahuna and the Matnas Leviya, many and Matnas Aniyim, that much of it came up. I just wanted to start with one thought on Peah that came up. Interesting, the Rambam's Lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. We know there's an Aseh and a Los Aseh related to Peah of Tvua, right? We know there's Peah. We also saw of Kerem, of the Peret and the Ololos, as the Mishnah had, as the Brisa discussed yesterday, and the Moni HaMitzvos have discussions whether these are exact parallels, the Tvua and the Kerem, the Chulu, or there are differences between them. The Rambam Paskins, that there's an Aseh and a Los Aseh by Peah of Tvua, that's what we'll focus on. And the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, quotes the 13 Mitzvos that are in Matnas Aniyim. The first Mitzvah he quotes is, Lahaniach Peah, to leave Peah. And number two, Shalo Yechaleh HaPeah, not to destroy, not to cut off the corner of the field. We're supposed to leave the corner of the field for the Aniyim. As we saw yesterday, there's no Tovas Hana. It has to be left for the Aniyim. It's a mitzvah of Aziva. But it's interesting that the Rambam, in the Koteret, first has the Asay, and then has the Los Asay, and then by Leket also. Haniach Leket, number three, and then number four, Shalo Yelaket HaLeket. So that's in the Koteret. But if we get into the Halachos, then the Rambam starts off, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, HaKotzer Asadehu Lo Yikzer Kol Asadeh Kula. If somebody cuts their field, don't cut the whole thing. Elo Yaniach Kama Ma'at La'aniyim B'sof Asadeh. Leave a little bit for the Aniyim. Shene'emar Lo Sechala Pa'asad Cho B'Kutzrecha Echad HaKotzer V'Echad HaTolesh Zeh Shemeiniach Hu Anikra Peah. What you're supposed to do is not to cut off the edge, and the Rambam quotes the Lo Sa'aseh in first halacha. And then he says, Kishem Sheminiach Pasada Kach Be'ilanos, Kishosev Es Peirosav Maniach Ma'at La'aniyem, Avar Ve'katzer Es Kol Hasada, O Asaf Kol Peirosa Ilan, if I didn't, if I forgot, if I did it on purpose, whatever it is, I cut the whole field, then Lokech Mimasha Katzer O Asaf Ma'at Ve'noson Ali Aniyem. Then I take off what I cut off, I give it to the Aniyim, Shenesinaso Mitzvah Saseh. Because after all, giving it is a mitzvah saseh. Even if I already grounded and needed it, I still give peah. If I already ate and consumed everything, then I'm going to get malchus, because that, it used to be a lavanita glase, but once I destroy the possibility of the assay, that's the sugi mesechas makos, the Rambam Paskins here, that if I no longer have the possibility for the assay, then I'm going to get malchus. So the Rambam here is clear, first quoting the los assay, and then having the assay. The Rambam seems to quote the essay only as once I have violated, then still, even if though you cut it off, give it to the Aniyim. If you look in the Torah, and if you look in the Rambam himself in Sefer HaMitzvos, he gives a different impression. It's a mitzvah essay to leave it in the first place. And then there's also a los essay if you cut it. But the Rambam here flips it. The Rambam in the beginning of Halachas quotes the los essay first, and then the essay. Even though in the Koteret, he quotes conceptually the essay first. Right? So why did the Rambam switch it? So again, a couple of possibilities. Just to mention two possibilities, and then we'll get into our discussion. The Rambam often, Rav Soloveitchik talks about this sometimes, that the Rambam in the Koteret will say the Kiyum of the Mitzvah, while the Rambam in the Halachos will quote the Maisa HaMitzvah. The essence is to give. The essence is to leave it to the Aniyim to make sure the poor have by living it over. That's a form of giving. But it's carried out by not harvesting the whole field. That's the real way that you do it, by not cutting. It's not a mitzvah of nesina. It's a mitzvah of aziva. So lemaisa, it's not a mitzvah of aseh like other mitzvahs. Sheikh alula blow shofar an aseh. It's situational and preventative more. That it's make sure you don't cut. And if you do that, then you fulfill the mitzvah. So the tachlis is the anachas. Maybe that's what the Rambam in the Rav Shmuel points us out in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says, famously, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Aleph, when you do tshuva, do vidui. What do you mean? Why does the Rambam say there's a mitzvah to do tshuva? The Rambam uses tshuva as background. When you do tshuva, do vidui. So the Rav Salvezer pointed out that in the Koteret, no, he says to do tshuva. Lashuv v'yisvata. The kiyum of the mitzvah to do tshuva. The maisa mitzvah is the vidui. That's the maisa mitzvah. Or by davening, right? To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfila. Right? By Hilchos tfila. And the way that you do it is to daven. But the kiyum is to serve Hashem b'tfila. So again, there's sometimes the kiyum mitzvah and the maisa mitzvah that leads to the kiyum mitzvah. So maybe here too, the kiyum mitzvah is the mitzvah saseh, to leave the peah. The way that you do it is by not cutting the field. By not cutting the field, I fulfill the mitzvah. There is a secondary assay that if I did cut it, then I still have a mitzvah to leave it and to give it. Then it turns into a mitzvah. That's the Rambam's lashon, shen nisinaso mitzvah assay. The beginning might not be called an asina. Azov tazov, la nivla ger tazov osam. It's an aziv, it's not a mitzvah. That's one idea. Another idea could be, based on the idea that the Ramban and the Ritva quote in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph. We quoted this earlier, I think, back on Daf Kuf Yud. I think we discussed this back on Daf Kuf Yud, where Rashi had and the Gemara had about Matan Schar Betzita. We spoke about the mitzvah of tzedakah there. Right, the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Gemara says, if you remember, that any mitzvah that has the schar written in the Torah, that we don't force. That's what the Gemara said back on Daf Kuf Yud. So Bali Tosfos asks, so why in Baba Basra Daf Yud does it say tzedakah? You force on tzedakah? Right, the Gemara said earlier, That the Gemara in Baba Basra, one of the Amorim forced the other one to give tzedakah. So why could he force? It's a chesma base, right? Chesma base in Baba Basra, man schar betzida, doesn't have the schar raised. So one of Tosfos' answers is, and this is the idea that the Rishonim quote in Kiddushin, you always have to ask, whenever there's an asay and a los asay that go together, what's the ikker and what's the tafel? They're related to each other. By tzedakah, the mitzvah is to give, and don't close your hand. Lo sa'ame says levavcha. Lo sikbo says yadcha. So there's a lo sa'aseh related. So if there's a lo sa'aseh related, that's why it's not a regular run of the mill. There's no run of the mill mitzvah sa'aseh. But it's not a usual mitzvah sa'aseh. It has a lo sa'aseh related to it. That's what the Bali Tosfos answer, or one of the answers, why tzedakah is different. Because it also has a lo sa'aseh related. But the question, Tosfos doesn't deal with what's the ikar, what's the tafel, just that there's also los asay related, and therefore it's different. It's not the regular matan schar betzita. But the Ritva and the Ramban in Kiddushin quote the idea of what's the ikar, what's the tafel. They're dealing there with the question of, the Gemara has a whole list of mitzvos that are not zman grama, and therefore women are obligated. Like Shiluach HaKan, like Hashavas Aveda, like the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. And all the Rishonim ask, why are those the examples given by the Gemara? Those, even if they would be zman grama, women would still be obligated because they all have los asays related to them. So why does the Gemara have to give those examples of women are pturis because they're not zman grama? Explains the Ramban and the Ritva. No, chiddush gadol. If those would have been time bound, women, if those would have been time bound, would have been pturos from them, even though there's a los asay related. Why? Because that los asay flows from the asay. What's the ikar by Hashavas Aveda? The ikar is don't turn away. No, the ikar is return the object. Return the object. Don't look away. Don't look away is to be mechazek the asay. Right? Build the ma'akeh. Build the ma'akeh. Don't have a dangerous thing in your house. So what's the ikar? What's the tafel? So you always have to ask that. So here too by peah, maybe that's the message of the Rambam is. The ikar is the asay. The ikar is to, you know, make sure to leave an item in your, here, you can ask the question. It could be, sorry, the opposite. It could be the ikar is, don't cut the field, which ends up being an asina. I mean, you can say it in one of two ways. But it could be that not cutting the field translates into a mitzvah saseh, but that's more of the result, not the mechayev. And say for a mitzvah, see, as a separate mitzvah, but conceptually, the lo saseh might come first. Again, there's more in the mitzvah peah, but we'll have to leave that for now. So now let's get into the halacha. As what the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, Darash Maremar. Maremar tells us, Hilcha Kavasei de Rav, the Hilcha Kavasei de Rav Chista. The halacha is like Rav, like we had before, that it's misupik whether Leviim are considered Am or not, and therefore we do not take Zerul HaChaim and the Keva from the Levi. as we saw yesterday, Hamotze Mechaver Olav Araya. And even though there's a mitzvah element to it, we saw from Shimon Shkup that it flows from the mominous element, and therefore we would not take from the Levi. So Hilchas Akavase Derav, and the Hilchas Akavase Derav Chizda, and we also have Azlag Rav Chizda, who we had on the daf before on Koflamad Beveis, that if somebody destroys Matnas Kahuna or eats them, they are Pater. They are Pater from pay. Okay. We mentioned, just to mention it again, but I didn't read the Ron yesterday, so maybe I'll read the Ron. Right? The Machlokas, Rishon, and what happens if the Kohen grabs it from the Levi? The Levi is not, doesn't have a Chiyav, we paskin. What happens if the Kohen grabs it? So that's the Machlokas, Rishon, him here. The Rambam said, Beferish, that the Kohen gets to keep it. Right? The Levi doesn't have to take it, but if the Kohen grabs it, then he could keep it. That is the Rambam Shita. But if you look in the Ron right here in the back, the Ron says, he quotes the Rambam and he says, I disagree. I disagree with the Rambam. I do not think the Kohen could keep it. It's a Sveka Dedina, but it's not like a regular case of Tfisa. What's the problem? The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch himself, and the Rambam discusses this also based on the Gemara, the beginning of Maseches Baba Metziah, the Sugya of Tukfal Kohen. The Shach wrote a whole Sefer, Tukfal Kohen. Whether we're tafas mafkinan or lo mafkinan. So the Ron deals with the stira, with the contradiction. How do you put together this sugya with that sugya? The Rambam, I'll read the Ron. The Ron says here, on Mem Heyam and Aleph and Adafi Arif, Umashmali, the kibun the sveikahu, afilu natal a kohen yachzer lo levi. Even if the kohen took it, you have to give it back. You have to give it back. Mafkinon mine. How do you know that from? The case of Bav Metzia, Vav Mabez, Gabi Safik Bechoros, Ditznan, Behu, Hamotze Bechavel of Araya. The Afilu Tafel Koin, Mosino Zomiado, Shekach Adin, Betofis Mamon Shehu Mesupak. You have to give it back, Mitzad Adin, the Mosin Miado, Kvosha Kasafti Shem Bechidushai, Vachanami Dechvasai. Lefichach Lo Neschaver Lima Shekazav Aramamzal. I don't understand what the Rambam wrote in Perak Tesav Elchaz Bikurim, that if the coin takes it, he could keep it. Mai Shna Misafik Bechoros. Why is this different than a Safik Bechor that the Kohen would have to give back to the Yisrael? And here it's even worse, because here it says you need an Asina, and taking it is not an Asina. And it continues, and therefore he says, Lafichach Nirish, Afilu Nato Kohen, Matanus Mi Levi, Yachzir. Va'alevi Makiv La'atzmo, Disveka Dimamonahu. That is the machlokas between the Ron and the Rambam here, and the Shulchan Aruch that discusses this, and the Shach deals with the Stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, towards the end, we read it yesterday, when that the, what, the Leviim, Chav Gimel, Leviim, Samach Aleph, Chav Gimel, Leviim, Safigim, Heim, Bechaim, Bechaim, the Hilkach, Paturim, Vimnadla, Makoen, Miado, Ein, Machzor, Lachzirim, Lo, Shul Shulchan Aruch, Kedarka, Lachodesh, just quotes the Rambam. Just quotes the Rambam that he does not have to give it back. Rama Yesh Cholkin Dafilu Natan Hakohen Mosiin Miado. Who's that? Ron. Right. Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas between Mechaber and the Rama. And the Shach here quotes the Stira between here and Tukfal Kohen, which one has to be worked out. How does one? What kind of chilek can you make? Venerely lechalek. I'll just read the language. The answer of the Shach. Dafka Besafik Bechor. By Safik Bechor, where we say that the Kohen has to give it back. Shasafik who beguf ha'inyan shenechleku olav hilchach misafik ein l'koin shayichus bo. Dabrin alei asi raya de Bechor hu v'shakil. Over there we bring a raya that this is a Bechor, and you can take it. And if you can't bring a raya that this is a Bechor, you can't take it. Most animals are not firstborns, and this has a cheskas marakame belong to the Israel. The suffix is on the person. Right, the suffix is not on the item, it's on the person. Ubiguf ha inyan ain kan suffix. Ela sha suffix hu mitzad acher. Matzi Akoin Lomar Lahalevi Kol Kaima De Lomaisis Raya De Lo Ikri Am Hamatano Sheli. So he's the Chalik somehow between the Chiv on the Gavra and the items themselves. The Chalik Zemavur B'Mishra Sabayis LaHarashba Ela Shebi Artiv Yoser. But I just explained it a little more. But that is the Shach answering up the Stira between the two Shulchan Aruchs and the two Tours. Okay, we continue. Ula aviyasiv yahiv matnasa lakahanta. Ula used to give the zroah l'chaim and the keva to a bas kohen. Kahanta, to a bas kohen, Rashi points out, even if she's married to a Yisrael. You can't give her truma. Truma has kedusha. But he used to do that. Ula used to think that when it says kohen by zroah l'chaim and keva, it includes bas kohen. Esei rava l'ula. But why does Ula... Why would Ula say that and think that, right? Rashi says it's not similar to Truma because it's even a Kohenes would be included in this halacha, but why would it be different than a Mincha of a Kohen? Minchas Kohenes. A Mincha, a carbon Mincha of a Kohen we know is Kulo Kalil. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Minchas Kohen is Kulo Kalil. Mincha of Yisrael, the Kemitz is burned and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. Zichrei Kehuna. Kadshei Kadshim. So what happened, what about by, Eishes Kohen or Bas Kohen, Minchas Kohenes Ne'echeles, Minchas Kohen Eina Ne'echeles. So a woman does not have the same status, a Bas Kohen does not have the same status of a Kohen regarding Karban Mincha. V'yamrit Kohen Bavil Kohenes, V'aksi V'chal Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyel Osi Achel. So why by Karban Mincha is a woman different, while by Yisrael L'cham Akeva, women are included. So Amale Rebbe, so he answers, Mi Tunech, from your own package, from your own, what you're carrying, I have an answer. Aaron Ubanav Tzuvim Beparsha. By Karban Mincha, it specifically says Aaron Ubanav. That's why women are excluded. But by Zerol Nachayim and the Keva, it does not say that Beferish, and therefore, it just says Kohen, and therefore I would include, and Ula would include Kohenes. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Kohen, Velo Kohenes. Devei Rabbi Shmuel say no. Kohen excludes Kohenes, the Yilmot Sasim and Amafurish. And you will learn what is unclear from what is clear. Meaning, by Mincha, it is clear that women are excluded. So to hear, learn it, that women would be excluded by Zeruah L'chaim and the Keva as well. Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, Kohen Vavila Kohenes, argues, Machlokes Tanaim, here, whether women could take the Zeruah L'chaim and the Keva. Meaning, a Bas Kohen. Even if she's married to a Yisrael. Because if you look in the context, there are two mi'utim. It says Kohen twice. Mi b'nei Aharon and Kohen twice. And therefore, ve'i mi'rachamiyot ela l'rabos. So, differently mudim that are learned. Tosas points out here, by when Rabbi Shmuel excluded a Bas Kohen, that's only for a Nesua. A Bas Kohen that's married to a Yisrael, that's where we say you cannot give the Zeruah L'chaim and the Keva to the Bas Kohen. But what if she's single? She's a single Bas Kohen. So the Tosef says, for sure you could give it to the Zeruah, you could give her. Tosef Nira Delomamayit Ela B'Nesseis Lazar. Avalo Nesseis Kivan De'achla B'Truma De'chamira Kol Shekein De'yavila Matanos. Tosef says it's a Kavachomer. By a single Bas Kohen, everybody says you can give it to her. Because if she could eat truma, then surely she could get Zeruah L'chaim L'keva. That's Tosfos right here. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in the back, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, I'm not so convinced of that Kal V'chomer. Why does she eat truma as a function of being her father's daughter? So is that Zeruah L'chaim L'keva? You might say that has to do with direct and indirect. That's not a zechus of being part of an outgrowth of the kinyan of the father. See, he's not so convinced of the Kal V'chomer. Lo avinosi zed dema inyan ocheles detruma lishe yitnu la matanos halovada einosin la truma el ocheles mi lechem avia called manchlo neses lazar vaz gam betruma eina ocheles until she marries a zar v'shema zeo sha'amar. It continues, but he said it's not so clear that you're right. Eating truma is more chamor than getting the matanos. Right, eating truma is a serious issue. But I don't think, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, that that's dafka a kal v'chomer of rights, because they're not rights of hers per se. She gets it through the father, while Zeruah L'chaim L'keva might not go through the father, might have a different mechanism, and therefore he's not so convinced. Good. So that's Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Kahana achal b'shvil ishto. Rav Kahana ate Bishvil Ishto. He used to, his wife, Rashi here says Beferish. Rav Kahana was a Yisrael. Bali Tosfos say in a few places there were two Rav Kahanas. There was one that was a Yisrael and one that was a Kohen. But Rashi here says, the Chiddush in our context is Rav Kahana used to eat the Zeruah L'chaim L'keva because of his wife. His wife was a Bas Kohen, and therefore he was able to eat because of her. Achal Bishvil Ishto. Rav Papa Achal Bishvil Ishto. Rav Yemar Achal Bishvil Ishto. Rav Yidavar Avin Achal Bishvil Ishto. So there's a lot of big group that did this. And that's the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Samach Aleph Sif Ches. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Nosnim Osam L'Kohenes. Again, remember, it doesn't have Kedusha. It's a different type of Matnas Kahuna. Right, there are Matnas Kahuna like Shruma and Bikurim and Chala and Shumas Meiser. And then there's other Matnas Kahuna like Zerua L'Chaim and the Keva, Reishis HaGeiz, the Karen by Gezel Hager. Right? These are Matanos, but it's a different category of Matanos. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Nosam Osam L'Kohenes Afilu Hi Nesua L'Yisrael. We paskin, says the Shulchan Aruch, give it to a Kohenes, right? Because it says, V'nasan L'Kohen, even Kohenes, even if she is married to a Yisrael. V'hanos nam l'ba'ala Yisrael. What if you give it to the Yisrael husband directly? Is that good enough? Fine, if you give it to her, even though she's married to Yisrael. What about giving it to him directly? Shulchan Aruch says, V'hanos nam l'ba'ala Yisrael, kiyem mitzvas nesina. If you give it straight, so then you get it, you know, get the mitzvah of nesina. And Biragola quotes here, Mehadr of Kahana Vishar Maroi, right? All these Amaroim, and we'll see it in the Ron. The Ron's going to say this, but Farish in a minute. V'kosikin shabali Yisrael patur min amatanos. And surely, her husband, who is a Yisrael, is patur from giving matanos. If he could get matanos, then he obviously can, is patur from giving matanos. If you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger right here, we'll get back to this later, but once we read the Shulchan Aruch, let's just look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. Says the Rikivager, Hine, Bishari Matnas Kahuna, Kigon, Pidyon Haben Vechadome, Lonis Parish Dino Lehedya. By Pidyon Haben Vechadome, it's not so clear, says Rikivager. Could you give Pidyon Haben to a Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael? Asked Rikivager, Venire de Talia Bazet. Venire that is totally on this. De Leula de Amar Kohen Vafilo Kohenes, Bamashma, Elatim Mincha Yishmiut de Aaron Uvanov Xivui. Right, you have to know our Gemara to know what Rabbi Kivirger is talking about. If you hold like Ula, who seems to say that the exclusion is Karban Mincha. By Karban Mincha, it says Aaron Uvanav Ksuvim Beparsha. Mashma that other cases don't have that exclusion. Imkein Pidyon Haben Vechadome, Dami L'Matanos V'Nosan L'Kohenes. Then you'd be able to give it. If the exclusion is by Karban Mincha, then you should say Pidyon Haben is just like Zero L'Chaim in the Cave, and you can give it to a Bas Kohen. Aval Reb Elazar ben Yaakov to Amar Davi Miyad Achar Miyut. Beautiful, our Gemara. But according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, who say no, it's a limud by Zor Lachem and the Keva. It's not an exclusion by Pidyon Haben. So Imken Yesh Lomar to Davka B'Matanos to Golikra Avalo Ba'Alma. And therefore he says maybe it's a machlokas. Exactly what the limud is our Gemara. Beautiful. The Imken, and therefore he ends off Lefi Ma Darmin Amsham VeHilchasa Keula Memelo Degam B'Shar Matanos Kehuna Hachihu. Right, unless you hilch zakula, so then maybe you would say it applies to sharmatanos. Zulas de nitchak de halacha kula v'lomitame. Unless the Gemara just means we hold like ula, but not dafka for his svara. We hold like ula lamaisa to give it to a bas kohen, but maybe because of his svara. And then he quotes Tosfos in Kiddushin. We'll get to this, but again, this is the sugya right here. Rabbi Akiva Eger summarizes the whole thing. With Tosfos Kiddushin, Kasu Bechati Ruta Rav Kahana Shakal Pidyon Haben Mishul Ishto. Right, Rav Kahana, the Gemara says in Kiddushin took Pidyon Haben because of his wife. The Efshar to Mehai Taimo Nakad Rashi Bechulin Biyahid Rav Kahana Dachal Mishul Ishto. The Kohen Afilu Kohenes B'Mashma to Mehecham Sigal the Rashi Zeh. Zomatami Kedur Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov El to Mehid the Kiddushin the Shakal Sugya the Pidyon Haben Muchach. Right, and that's why Rashi quotes here unbelievable diyak that he has. Rashi on the lashon of Bishvil Ishto, Dirasla Bishvil Ishto. What does Rashi say? Desfirele kohen vafilo kohenes. Why did Rashi just do that? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger. Why did he quote Ula and not the other dance like Abazim and Yaakov? Because maybe if Rashi knows that in Kiddushin it applies to Pidyon Haben, it must be that it's going like Ula's reason, not Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's reason, according to what Rabbi Akiva Eger just said. A more comprehensive, far-reaching shita, and that's how Rashi quotes the diuk in Rashi, Kohen v'yafilo Kohenes. And then he quotes the Pnei Yoshua, the Pnei Yoshua in Kiddushin there quotes that, I have no idea where Tosfos got this from, that you could have a Bas Kohen taking the matanos. For easy, we've been able to show Kiddushin, the dafka be matanos, the gully krav, alo ba'alma, v'niflesi, the nehid, the lozab, and Yaakov, achi, you have a la'ula, haleka, libet, be matanos, elami, svarat, the corner, filo, and his mashma, v'yim, kain, hachinami, be pidyon, aben. Therefore, he goes back and forth. Beautiful, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Imkin Yishlomar, Derav Kahana, Sfira Leikula, Uladina Tzarachian. Ladina Tzarachian, he says, I'm not going to paskin Lamaisa. He says, look in the Rosh at the end of Bechoros and the Rashba, who both say the Pidyon HaBen is Dafka given to Zacharim, that that's what we assume Lachumrap, against that day in Tosfos. Again, everybody quotes that day in Tosfos in the first parak as the Shita that says that you could give it to a woman. Abbas Koy married to a Yisrael. Rav Kana took Bishvil Ishtel. And the Pnei Yeshua there says, nobody else says this. But Rav Kiveger says he thinks it's a Mefurish Machlokas Tanoim here. He thinks according to the Tanoim that say it's a Dafka Limud by an exclusion by Mincha, everyone else would say it's okay. And it's an extension from Zeroa Lachayim and the Keva. Important discussion of Rav Kiveger, who quotes here in Samach Aleph all of the Deus. Okay, we continue. Says the, one other. The Ron here says, Ishto Kugufo. Ron just adds that in. That's also how it is functioning here, right? Not just that you can take Bishul Ishto, but because of the special connection, Ishto Kugufo. And that's why he says you can't give it, let's say, to Shekolachet Me'elu, Hayinoto Matonas Bishul Ishto, Shemisha Yenosin Lem, Hayimekai Mitzos Nesina. We just saw that in the Shulchan Aruch. Quotes this Ron. Even if you give it to the husband, you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Nesina. Shiavo bishin koyim ashar lezakos b'matonos liYisrael el lamandelo efshalei ishto shayni dikagufehi ve'eno tzorech harshoa. The husband doesn't even need permission from the wife. Right? It's ishto kagufo. And therefore, they're connected. The Rama, by the way, holds only zifre kahuna. That's what he quotes, as well as the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, let's continue. But again, that was Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Good. Says the Gemara, Vaiter, Amaravina. After we quoted all of these Amoraim, and Amoraim, these are more Amoraim now, that ate Bishvil Ishto, Amaravina, Amalei, Meremer, Hilchaz HaKavasi, the Rav, Hilchaz HaKavasi, we had Pasan like Rav, that's what we said before, the Halacha is like Rav, that Levim don't have to give, Hilchaz HaKavasi, the Rav Chizda, and the Halacha is like, also, Rav Chizda, that he said before about Mazak Matanos, like we said before, Vilchaz HaKavasi, the Ula, that's what they added on here. Talach is like Ula, and that was Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Suffolk. Does that mean even his Svara or just his Shita? V'hilchaz HaKavase, Rav Ada Bar Ava. Talach is also like Rav Ada Bar Ava. Who says what? As follows. Leviya Sheyolda, B'napata Michamei Slaim. A Bas Levi, who has a baby boy, Pater from Pidyon HaBen. Right? And that is what we know. We paskin if the mother is a Bas Levi, and if she's married to Yisrael, there's no Pidyon HaBen, because the Pidyon HaBen goes by Peter Rechem, of the mother. And if the mother is a Bas Levi, that's the halacha right here, Rav Ada Bar Ava, that she is Ptura, the son is Patur from Pidyon HaBen. There are some other deis in the Rishon and what exactly is the case here, but that will go with that day. Rav Rashi quotes here, Debepetur Rechem Tala Rachmana, Vari Rechem Sheyatzim Imenu, Lav de Chiyuvahu. Lav de Chiyuvahu, against Rav Papa, he quotes from elsewhere. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Again, there's a lot more about Pidyon HaBen, but we'll continue for now, and we'll see what happens. Tana Rabbana. Zoro l'chaim l'keva noagim b'kilayim u'b'koi. Zoro l'chaim l'keva apply to kilayim and koi. What does kilayim here mean, and what does koi here mean? Koi means, we had this already earlier in the Masechta, koi can mean different things at different times. Sometimes koi can mean one animal, safik chaya, safik behema. Sometimes koi can mean a mixture that came from different parents. So here too, kilayim and koi are related to each other. So kilayim and koi are chayiv and zorah chayim in the keva. We'll see why. Reb Lezer omer kilayim haba min ha'ez u min ha'rachel. Kilayim that come from an ez and a rachel chayiv b'matanos. So then they are chayiv b'matanos. But the girsa that we have is min ha'tayish min ha'tzviya, the marsha flips it, meaning, but one, the ikar is one chaya, one behema, pater, and amatanos. So then they will be pater. So it says the Gemara Michti, let us see why, because by matanos it says se, which is an example of a behema, not a chaya. That's the issue here. That by chayas would be pater from the mitzvah of Zerol HaChayim Lekeva. So then now the Gemara says, Michti, kai malon, then you kisi adam umatanos, kisi adam, which is only a mitzvah by chaya. Zerol HaChayim in the Keva, which is only a mitzvah by Behema. So they're flipped. Dileinyin kisi hadam umatanos lo mishkachas lei. When do you have the machlokas? When do you find this? Ela b'tzvi habal atayasha. When you have a chaya the parents are Chaya, male, and Behema, mother. Ubein l'Rab Lazar, bein l'Rab Banan Misafgalu, I choshishin l'zera ha'avi, ein choshishin. And the machlokes, and their besafek, right, this is related to what we had earlier in the Masechta. Are we choshish? Do we take into account the zera of the father or not? In that case, there's definitely se in here, because the mother is a tayasha. You definitely go by the mother. But the question is, are you choshesh for the zera of the av, who is a chaya? U'beseh ve'avilu miksaseh kamiflaki. And the machlokas is, what if you only have miksaseh? Meaning, there's some chaya in here. Mar sovar seh ve'avilu miksaseh, and therefore you'd be chayiv in the zera of chayim in the keva. Right, because you say even mixaseh, even the father is a chaya. Umar sover sev afilu mixaseh lo amrina. No, you don't say that. You need full seh. That is all background to our question. So now we ask the question. Bishlam ala Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that kilayim is chayev b'matanos, but not koy. Right, so Bishlam ala Eliezer, de patar, that he was patar by the koy, ksavar seh vilo mixaseh. Right, you need full set. Ela l'rabana nehinami dekasavi sev avilu mixaseh palga lishkol. Even if you want to say mixas works, but should you have to give the whole thing, it's still only mixas. You want to say you're not pata totally fine, but why should you be chayav totally? It's still only mixas. Palga lishkol v'idach palga, fine half the kohen should take v'idach palga lema le'asi raidin choshen lezera avushkol. The other half he should be able to keep and say, bring me a raya that you're not choshish for zera ha'av, meaning it's full seh, and then you can take it. If you say putter, fine putter, because you need full seh. But if you're chayiv, you shouldn't be chayiv the whole thing. You should be chayiv. Hey, again, this is there's no kedusha here. It's monetary. It's something mitzvah that flows from the mamonis. So Amr, so why should he be chayiv in full? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Amr afuna barchiya, my chayiv da'ami tika amar, chayiv v'chatzi matanos. It means that you're chayev achatzi matanos. You're not chayev in all. And that is what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here, that you'd be chayev in half. Tzvi, right, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's also in the Rambam. Tzvi habal eiz v'yolda chaya. That's with a behema, mother. Havlar chayev b'chatzi matanos. Right, half the matanos. But the other way is patur ben matanos. Because if the mother is excluded, so then that's different. That we would say is a total, mufka. Right, Rashi? I mean Rashi. The Shach says on that Shulchan Aruch, the svugi misafkal ani choshen lezera ha'av, hilchach matzi heich lameimar zil I see right, the choshen ve'etim l'chav. Okay, so continue. Masa Rav Zeira, ko yishbo drachim. Drachim, so these are the Mishayas, if you remember, at the end of Bikurim. Yesh bo drachim shavah l'behema. Yesh bo drachim shavah l'chayah. Yesh bo drachim shavah l'chayah l'behema. There are ways that a koi is like all three. Ketzad. Chelbo asur. The chelav of a koi is asur kechelav behema. We have to assume. V'damo chayav l'chasus kedam achayah. But you have to cover the dam of a koi like the dam of a chayah. Drachim shavah l'behema v'lachayah. Shedamo v'gido asur kebehema v'chayah. Right? The blood and the Gid Anasha are both Asr. The Chayiv, Bizaroa, Volachayim, Ve'akeva. And your Chayiv and the Rola Chayim and the Keva, right? But like a, right? Bache Zin Kebehema, Rebeliezer Poter, and Rebeliezer Pater. So that's the Brysa. So V'im Isa, Chayiv, V'chatzi Matanos, Biboilei. And if it's true that Chayiv means Chatzi, so why doesn't it say Chatzi here? Why does it say Chayiv? So Gemara says, I did son of chelbo v'damo, lo misti chatzi chatzi, mishamachi lo katani chatzi. Okay, to be parallel. The Brice is not talking about chatzi chiyuvim, even though it might mean it. Ki asa rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan, koi l'rabanan chayiv v'kulu matanos. No, a koi is chayiv in all, not chatzi. He argues what we just said. Why? Titania, as the Brice says, sure, matamalomar im sure, larabo says akilayim, se, matamalomar im se, larabo says akoi. So we include, it's a special limud to include kai. So again, whenever this type of limud comes up, the achronim related to the machlokas Rambam Rashba. You have a pasik to include a safik chiyuv. Is that how we're supposed to understand this? A koi, let's say, is a safik chiyuv. So the pasuk goes out of its way to include a safik chiyuv. So does that prove to us the sheet of the Rashba against the Rambam? Safik daraisa lachumra? Is daraisa? L'chumra or drabana l'chumra? That's the machlokas. So whatever you have a limud, so what is that teaching me? Maybe it's like the Rambam. The Rambam says, sorry, the raisa l'chumra, midaraisa is l'kula. That's why the pasuk has to come on and tell me that it's l'chumra here. Maybe it's a raya to the Rambam. Or maybe this is the pasuk that's megala for the Rashba that is daraisa l'chumra. Yeah, whenever, we have a drusha that includes this type of suffix, so it's related. Dachronim related to that machlokas. V'Rebbe Eliezer, hi im lamali. According to Rebbe Eliezer, what do you need the im for? Mibayle lechalik, to tell me that the mitzvah is by shar or set. You don't need both. V'Rabbana lechalik mina lehu, nafka lehu, me es zovche azevach. Es bala hafzik. V'Rebbe Eliezer, hi me es zovche azevach, me avile, mibayle lekid derava damarava. Hadin im hatabach. As we will see, Be'ez Hashem on Amud Beis, what that means, that the shochet is the one that has responsibility for the Zerol HaChayim, the Keva, not only the Bailim. Right? Rashi says, Dino shel Kohen letvoa min hatabach hamatanos. V'yav v'yishina behem shel tabach ala mishel achirim. Right? The shochet is the one that has responsibility. We'll have to see on Amud Beis. Is he mamish the Bailim? We'll see. But that is the allusion from Es Zovche Zavach. The one who is Zoveachid has responsibility. Good, says the Mishnah. Becharshin Esari V'meya. What if you have a Bechar? A Bechar has Kedusha of a Karban. A Bechar is Pater from Zerol L'chaim in the Keva. So what happens if a Bechar gets mixed up with 100 animals? A Bechar of Yisrael gets mixed up with another 100 animals. Bizman Shemeya Shochtim Eskulon. If 100 different people own the animals. 100 different people. It's not like one person. 100 people own the animals. Poter Eskulon. They're all Pater from Zeroa L'chayim in the Keva. Because every animal, the Yisrael could tell the Kaway, hey, maybe this is the Bechar. If this is the Bechar, so then I don't have to give you Zerol HaChayim in the Keva. The Gemara will talk about it, but isn't a Bechar belonging to the Kohen too? So the Gemara will ask that question. But that is the Halacha. Why doesn't Bittel work? Why doesn't Bittel work? I'm sorry. Yeah. So the Achronim ask, if Bittel, you know, the idea of a Baal Chai not being Batel, Pashas is a Drabanan. So on a Daraisa level, a Baal Chai should also be Batel. So if it's Batel, so how could each person say that maybe this is the Bechar? It was in 100, so why don't you say the Bittel takes place? So many Achronim say, Rav Shimon Shkap and Rav Elchanan, say there's a difference between Hanhagas Kedusha and Sibas Ha'isser. That's the language of Rav Elchanan. In terms of the Hanhaga, what you do, okay, you might say Bittel. But there's still the root of the Kedusha. Is Kedusha Batel? This is on the last page of Chelek Beis of Kovach Yerim. In the back of Chelek Beis, you have Kovach Shmuel Sanchulin. So there he quotes this. Debebitel barov lo batel elo ha'isser befoel, aval sibas ha'isser kayemes. V'hachanami sibas ha'kedusha lo batla, v'hapater b'mimatanos eno toli b'kedusha befoel elo b'sibas ha'kedusha. Wow. Right, so the item could still exist somehow. The root of the Kedusha still exists, even if you say Bittel. Bittel has to do with dinim and halachos. You're allowed to treat this in a certain way. But the root, when it comes to Kedusha, there's no Bittel. And therefore, here you would say it still has the status of Bechar. Right? Rav Shimon's formulation is, the Isser of Bechar is Batel, but not the Kedusha of Bechar. The Kedusha of Bechar is not Batel. Not everything is Batel. Dinim ominous. Right, we have different halachas. Whether by dinim amanus you say bittel, right? In halacha amanah harov related sugya. Okay, but either way, that's the question of the Chasam Sofer on our Mishnah, and the later Achronim of Shimon Shkap and Rabbi Chanan answer the question of why bittel didn't work. So, if you have a bechar that get mixed up into 100, so they're all pater from Zerol HaChaim and the Kefa. If 100 people are shechting, echad shochet is kulam. But what if one person? They're all owned by one person. So then, as the Bach changes it to Ein Potrin Lo Ela Echad. One of them is Pater. Because they're all his. Only one of them is a Bechor, and they're all owned by you. So he could choose which one. He could choose which one and say, I'm not giving the Zerol HaChaim Keva from this one, but the others he has to. Hashochet, in the next two lines, next two cases we already had earlier. Hashochet L'Kohen Lo Avdei Kochavim, if I'm shechting for a Kohen or a Goy, Pater Min HaMatanos, because they would be Pater from Matanos. V'Hamishtatef Imahem, V'Hamishtatef, and if I have a partnership with them, and therefore there's a hafka of the Kedusha, I have to do something to make sure that people aren't choshed me, that I'm not getting the Zerol HaChaim and the Keva, and therefore I have to mark it in some type of way. Rashi. Shiasabo simin sheyavinu haroim she'eno kulo she'yisrael. I have to make some type of simin. V'yem amar chutz min ha-matanos, and if the Kohen sells it to me and says, I'm selling it to you except for the matanos, patur min ha-matanos, then he doesn't have to give matanos because they're not owned by him. Right, they're still owned by the Kohen. Omar, let's finish this, and then we'll look at Tosfos. Omar, macharli b'nei me'eha shafara. If somebody says to a butcher, sell me the innards, v'hayu ben matanos, and there are matanos in them, meaning the keva, noson l'kohen, v'nei me'achalo ben adamim. He still has to give it to the Kohen. And he can't deduct the price because it was known. Lachan heimenu b'mishkal, but if he bought it by weight, then noson l'kohen v'nei me'achalo ben adamim. Then he can, because he bought it by weight, and he didn't want this to be included in the weight. All the Rishonim deal with the question of, why is it that if I jointly own it with a Kohen or a Goy, then it's Pater from Zerah L'chaim in the Keva, while we said before, if it's a Seh, or a mixture with a Seh and a Chaya, it could be, you owe half. So why don't I say here too, you owe half, right? So the Goy's part of it, I don't know. What's the difference between a Goy and a Jew owning it together, where the Jew is totally putter, and the animal being half chaya, half behema, where we say you're chaya half? What's the difference? So all the Rishonim say the same line. We have to figure out what the lumdus is. We'll just mention it, and then the svara will have to leave for another time. Tosfos says, there's a difference between if it's all a seh, but there's a patur, versus it's only half seh. There's a difference between the two. Here in our case, it is, and which is better, which is worse. You might go in different directions. Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, in Dibur Maskel V'tzarech, Tahasam kol seyos sheba machayev, V'hacha lo machayev kol seyos shebo, L'kach patri l'gamre. Over there, the whole set part of it is chayev. You're right, it's half chaya. But the whole set part of it is chayev. Here, it's all seh, but part of the seh, part of it, is owned by a goy. So even its seh part is going to be affected. Right, you might have said just the opposite. You might have said, it's all seh. So, if it's all seh, then at least the seh that you're chayev in, that part, you should be chayev there. It's not even a full seh, it's only half seh. But anyway, that's the chilek that we're shown to make. And, to explain the chilek between the cases. Okay, says the Gemara on the bottom. V'yamai, so why, in the first case of the Mishnah, does the Yisrael say, hey, well, I'm not gonna pay you, cause maybe this is a bechor. V'yamai, yavo alav kohen mishneit sadim, let the kohen come imanavshach. V'leimale, I bechor hu kule didihu. If it's a bechor, then give it to me. It's all mine. V'la bechor hu havli matanoi. And if it's not a bechor, you at least owe me the zeru alachayim in the keva. So imanavshach, it belongs to a kohen. Answer, amar voshia, bibali de kohen. No. It's a case where a kohen already got the bechor. And it got a mum. And what's the halacha by a bechor with a mum? So then it's mamono shal kohen, he can give it to Yisrael. And umachru li soba mumo. And then he gave it to the Yisrael. That bechor that got a mum is still pater for Zerah L'chaim in the keva. But, because it originally had kedushas bechor. But if Yisrael now gets it, so then he could tell the kohen, tough luck, this bechor b'mumo is mine. Right, Tosfos points out, it must be the case that all 100 animals have a mum. Because you don't know which one it is, so that's what must be the case. Period. Hashogah l'kohen lo v'kohen v'mader v'matanos. The Mishnah said in the next line, if you're shechting for a kohen or a guy, pater from matanos. V'lisni kohen v'over v'kohen v'pater v'matanos. Why does it say such an unusual case? You're shechting for them. Just say the din, the ikra din, that a guy's animal or a kohen's animal is pater from matanos. Amar Rav Zoso Meres hadin matavach. It's to tell you the Eret Chiddush that the shochet plays a role here. He's the one that has to give the matanos to the kohen. So the Rishonim here talk about the lamdus. Is he the real bialim? See, he's not even a shliach. The shochet is not the shliach of the bialim. It's an independent mitzvah. Do you go that far? So the Rashba says, no, you don't go that far. The Rashba says, lav dafka. The tabach cannot tell the kohen, lav baldvarim didiat. Right, the tabach, I'll read the Lashon of the Rashba here, Nire Pirusha. He's not totally independent. Sha'af al-pisha tabach shochet li Yisrael. What if the shochet is a Kohen and the animal is owned by Yisrael? Could the tabach say, well, I'm not giving you, I'm a Kohen. No, you can't go that far. He's not so independent. If the tabach is a shochet li Yisrael, Einu yochel l'tchos ha-kohen v'lo marlo la baldverim didach ana zil eitzo bailam el adinim avanosin lo. The Lav Lamei Mini continues, other nafkaminas, but it's an important discussion of how independent. The mitzvah is the shochet, to give, but it doesn't mean that the shochet is totally independent, separate from the bialim. He is somewhat of a standard for the bialim. Good. Darish Rava Meisa Avlo Meisa Kohanim. The Kohanim don't have to give because you Omer Meisa Chesav. Achavi Omer Vafilu Tabach Kohen B'Mashma. Right. Even if the Tabach is a Kohen, what does that mean? Rashi and the Ritva here explain that if a Kohen is shechting for his own benefit, for his own house, then he's Pater. But if he's Kohen, if he's shechting for commercial, he's shechting to sell it. So that even the Kohen would have to give the Zeroa, the L'chaim, and the Keva. That's how Rashi and some Rishonim say. Tosfos argues on that, but we're going to go with that pshat. Right? Rashi says, Afilo Kohen, Lahavi Kohen, Shenase Tabach Limkar, Avala Behema, Shushoche, Litzarcho Pater. Ush Pizichna, the Rav Tavla Kohen, Ave, the host of Tavla was a Kohen. Vahidachigli Milse, he was very poor. Oslakami Derbi Tavla, yes, Rabbi Tavla, what should I do? I'm very poor. Amale Zil Ishtatif Padi Tavcha Yisrael. Why don't you come become partners with a Yisrael Shochet, Demigo, Demiftri, Mimatanasa, Mishtati Badach. It'll be good for him. If you become a Shutuf with him, then he'll be Pater from Matanas. And therefore, it's good for him. And therefore, go become a partner with him. And what happened? So he did. And guess what happened? Chive, Rav Nachman still was Machayev, that Shochet, to give the Matanos. So Amarleva, Rabbi Tavla Patron. One second. Rabbi Tavla said that if I become a Shutuf with you, that you'd be Pater from the Matanos. Amale, so Zil Afik. He says, go give the matanos, Rav Nachman said. I'm going to take Rav Tavla out of your ears. What does that mean? It means he's wrong. So Rav Tavla went to Rav Nachman, and Amarle, he said, my time of in Marhachi. I don't understand. Why are you Mechayev? Amarle, he said, when he came from the south, he said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ziknei v'chol Ziknei Darom, Amru Kohen Tabach Shtayim v'Shalosh Abasos Pater Menam Matanos. The first 2-3 weeks that a Kohen slaughterer, butcher, sells, he's Pater. Why? Because at that stage, we assume he's not everybody knows about him yet, and a lot of it's going to end up being his own. He's not going to be able to sell it all the first 2-3 weeks. Mikan ve'elech chayev matanos. But once he's a professional, famous butcher, and people are going to buy from him, so then he is also chayev matanos. So that's what the Ziknei Darom says, and therefore I'm sorry, but I think in this case, he would be chayev as well, even though he is a Kohen. Right, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ba'medvar mamur, and when do you see a Kohen is pater? Shekohen pater, kisha shochet la'atzmo. Avalim shochet limkar. Imhu kavua limkar bebeis hamitvachayim chayiv litin miyad v'meino kavua limkar bebeis hamitvachayim shtayim shal shabbos was pater mekan ve'ela chayiv umenad and also lo yitin, as we'll see best in a minute. But that's an interesting halacha, right? A kohen is not totally pater, only if he's eating it, using it for himself. But if not, he has to separate. Amar leiv levelin mar mias karev acha barchanina. So Rav Tavla still says, okay, so be like Rav Acha barchanina, meaning at least the first 2-3 weeks pater. That's only if he doesn't have a store that everybody knows he's selling from. If it's a store and everybody knows right away, so then he's going to sell right away. And it's not called la'atzmo right away, and therefore he's chayiv right away. Period. A Kohen who is doing it for commercial purposes, who does not mafresh matanos levi b'shamta delakei Yisrael. He should be excommunicated, because even though he's trying to use the patur, interesting lashon, b'shamta delakei Yisrael, he's trying to use a patur that he sometimes could use, but it's abusing it. It's abusing what his right usually is. Amar Abba Bar Rav Sheila, Hanitabchi Dehutzal, Kaimi B'Shamta, Derav Chizda, Ha'esrim V'Tartan Shnin. Right, they've been in Shamta for 22 years. Slama Hilchaza, why Dafka say 22 years? What's the halacha? Ilema Desula M'Shamtina Lahu, is the Chiddush that once you have 22 years, then you're not Meshamed him again. But Tanya, why not? When do you say there are limits in terms of onshin by lo saseis? I will mitzvah saseh. If somebody is still not doing a losa, not doing an asay, go on omrim lo asay sukha vena ose, lula vena ose, asay tzitzis vena ose, makan azosha, tezi nafsho. Right? There are no limitations. How many? What could Bezdin do exactly? But Bezdin has the rights of kofin al mitzvah saseh. Big sugya. So here, why would it be limited? Ella, so why does it say 22 years? Ella, dekansina luhu below asraisa. No, it just means that you could find them, this is the chiddush, that after 22 years, you could find them even without giving them warning. Kiha, derava, kanis atzma, like rava, find and made him give the whole leg. Rashi, kala yarech, if somebody didn't give them matanas. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak kanis glima, used to take his coat. Fine. Period. A lot to say on these couple of lines. The Ritva says, by the way, here you see that there's knasos even bizman hazeh, even in Bavel, Right, these were talking about Amoron. There was no Sanhedrin anymore. And yet, you see that the Beis Din is allowed to do what they need to do, even if there is no Sanhedrin. Also interesting, Lashon, about if somebody refuses to do a mitzvah, what are the examples given? Building a sukkah? Is building a sukkah a mitzvah? I thought sitting in a sukkah is a mitzvah. Why did it say oseh? Right, oseh. I say sukkah vein oseh. Or lulav. Or tzitzis. None of them. The mitzvah isn't to make them. So this is relates to the sugya that the Netziv talks about in the Parshas Zos HaBracha about Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah BaTorah. A little difficult because lulav is also on the list. Vasulahem tzitzis, fine. And Chagasukas Tasa Lacha, fine. What about lulav? Asiyas lulav. Right, that's not a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah BaTorah. Okay, good. The Ron here has an important ha'ara. The Ron says it's not Aseis versus Los Aseis really. It's a mitzvah that you've already violated and a mitzvah that you have not yet violated. Because the whole purpose of this is to encourage you to do the mitzvah. So that's the lashon of the Ran here, as Ran is quoted in other sugyas. Right? This main sugya here is Ksubis Pevav. But this Ran is quoted related to that sugya. Nearly de mitzvahs los hasei vasei lav dafka. Elahacha kamar. Bamed ramamurim te malkinoso arboim vesulo. Bemitzvahs los hasei ratzalomar. Shemakinoso v'omar lo. Lo tase od mashe asisa. Va'oz kivan sha'avera asuya lo malkin en leisu. V'chein kivan sha'avar sukis v'lo natal lulav. O shalo yasha besukah. Kivan deles leisu lo meza besukah v'ita lulav malkin en lei v'sulo. Right, even a mitzvah say that is passed. V'chein im achal chameis b'pesach. Avalim haya b'pesach v'ya ochel chameis. He continues to eat chameis on Pesach. Malkin en lei. V'lo ratza la mon milech al chameis. Avagav de mitzvahs lo sasehu machin en lei. Su achi yom arotza ani o achi teisi nafsho kein nirali. So the Ron says it has to do with what you've done already and what you haven't done already. Does this apply to mitzvahs? Drabanan. Again, big sugya. Is this Malkus Mar just parallel to Malkus Daraisa? A lot to talk about, but we'll have to leave that for now. V'yamar av chizda, zeroa le'echad v'keva le'echad. L'chayim l'shnayim. Give the zera to one, kohen keva to one, l'chayim get split into two. Eini v'chak yasa rav yisra bar yosef amar b'marav al-pagin al-hu garma garma. They split it and gave it to two also. They gave it into two, the zeroa and the keva. Hasam bid the Torah. That was where there was a large ox. So it was a big piece. It was a big piece, so therefore you can split it up into two. Stop there for a moment. The Chachmas Adam, interesting, Chachmas Adam discusses, could you give pigeon a ben to do kohenim? The Chachmas Adam quotes that you can give Pidyon HaBen to more than one Kohen, just like here, right? It's more than one Kohen, you give a certain amount, so it's okay, right? This is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Hei. Shin Hei. Is that a lechadchila or not? That's the issue. The Shulchan Aruch said you could give it. You could give it to more than one Kohen. Nasan chamesh shloim afilu la'asar kohanim. Bein basachas, bein basachas, b'no padui. It works, the Shulchan Aruch says. Yaradeya Shin Hei Zion. Says the Pischei Tshuva here, Machlokas HaPoskim, is that Lechadchila or not? So he quotes the Chachmas Adam, Ein Chachmas Adam, Shekasa, Dafi, Lashon HaGemara VaPoskim, Shekasa, Yatsa, Mashba, Lechadchila, Lo Yasa, Kein, Yatsa sounds like it's a B'di'eved, Nira, Delav, Dafkehu, Delo, Yehe, Ela, Shar, Matnes, Kehuna, Le'el, Simin, Samach, Aleph, Siftes. Says the Chachmas Adam, why is it any worse than Zeroa, Lechayim, and Lekeva? Just like Zeroa, Lechayim, and Lekeva, you can give to different Kohanim, so to Pidyon HaBen, you should be able to give to different Kohanim. And the Chassam Sofer argues, the Ein Yachol Lechachil Lechalik Chamishlam Lashnei Kohanim. The Kol Sheninu Bo Torah Shir, Im Mechalko Havile Chatzi Shir, says the Chassam Sofer. Avagav de B'di'eved Yosi Adei Tziruf, Mikol Mako Mitzvah Namufchar Lechol HaShir B'Bas Achas, Olitin Shir Nesinoso B'Bas Achas. And the Pischei Tshuva himself says, "Lo yadati ma yane b'hadisim in samach aleph anal umavur dekpeda rak b'chtei nesina v'lo bashir." Right? I don't know. The Chassam Sofer would have to be mechalik somehow between Zeroa l'chaim and the Keva and Pidyon HaBen. Good. Okay, let me just through my lines and maybe we'll just talk about it more next time. Let's just read the Gemara. Amar Avrachan, Amar Yochanan, Asur lechami beimach lo umar matnoseha. It's asur lechadchila to eat from an animal that you did not take out the Zeroa l'chaim and the Keva yet. Amar Abba Rachan Amar Yochanan Kol Ochal Yehem Shlomer Manoseh Ki Ilu Ochal Tfalim. It's Ki Ilu you're eating Tevel, but not really because it's not really Tevel. V'Las Ilchaz Akavase. The Halacha is not really like him. So what does that mean? Not really like him. That Lechadchila is not a problem, or it's not Ki Ilu Ochal Tevel. Good question. Amar Rav Chisda, manas kahuna einu nechalas ela tzli. It has to be in roasted, ve'nechalas ela bachardo, with mustard, eaten in a royal way. My taima, amar krala mashcha, legdula, kiderach, shamalachim ochlim, like kings eat. That's right. We'll start with this next time. All the halachas that are learned out for lamashcha. Lamashcha, that kohanim eat and partake in a royal way. Okay, I'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue with Amar Rav Chisda.